countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Well, when April Higgins first caught sight of a Swiss breed of sheep called the Valais Blacknose, she knew she wanted them in her life. They are friendly, they are fluffy, and until now they are a rarity in the Irish countryside. April grew up showing cattle in County Mayo, but recently moved to Askeaton in Limerick to her fiancé's Aylmer's family farm, from where she started to breed the Valais Blacknose. Reporter Mary O'Donnell went to April's farm to meet her as she prepared her flock for their first shearing of the year, with a special treat in hand.
We're probably living the dream, to be honest, without even realising it. My dream was always to own a Valais Blacknose, and that quickly spiralled, and now I have a nice small flock of them. So we're waiting on Ivan Scott, a friend and a sheep shearer, to arrive this morning, and Ivan is going to shear our adult Valais Blacknose.
And it strikes me now that it's early March. It's quite an unusual time to be doing shearing.
Yes. So with the Valais Blacknose breed, they have a very fast growing fleece and they grow a huge amount of wool. So here in Ireland, a typical lowland sheep fleece could weigh in or around 2.2 to 2.5 kilos. Valais Blacknose sheep grow 4 kilos of wool every year. So they actually need to be shorn twice a year.
So are they valuable in that sense, that you get more wool from them?
You might think so, but unfortunately that's not the case. Here in Ireland, wool isn't worth very much at the moment. You're talking in or around 20 cent a kilo for lowland wool. And for the coarser kind of mountain scotch type wool, you're talking as low as 5 cent a kilo. The Valais Blacknose are no different. You know, it's pure white wool. It's beautiful, but unfortunately it is a coarse wool. So again, there is no specific market for it.
Oh my goodness, we've rounded the corner and here they are.
Yes, so in here we have our batch of January lambs, and here is our 1 year old Boadicea, and I think she hears the biscuits. So I'm just gonna give her a morning treat. These sheep, I don't know how I came across it, but I just almost by accident realised that they absolutely love ginger nut biscuits. I have tried them with digestives and with cream crackers, but no, it's always the ginger nuts. I have a full pack here now, so we'll see how long these last.
She's taking a good old bite there. And we have a little lamb coming over for a biscuit as well.
This is little Jimmy. They just love human interaction.
He's actually very much like a little dog. He's kind of gone down on his front hooves a little bit so that you can kind of give him a good back rub, like really get in there.
Some of the really, really friendly lambs will come over to you and they'll nibble at your hair and they'll be jumping up on top of you. They're just really, really playful, which is quite unique for sheep.
And to describe them, I suppose teddy bear really comes to mind at the moment.
So yes, they have a woolly black face with white coming down over their eyes. Both male and females have spiral horns, and on their knees they have two black knee patches, and they have the same black patches on their hocks behind them, and then they have four black boots. So as you can see, they're trying to come out of the pen on top of us because they know we have the biscuits. So we're just going to go into the next shed here, Mary, where I have some of my senior, my adult Valais Blacknose housed. And here's one of our stars, Mr. Iggy. Iggy is our homebred ram. All of these sheep are from full Swiss bloodlines, which is something we, I suppose, pride ourselves on here. It makes us quite unique within the breed here in Ireland. So here in front of us, we have my ram, Brandy. And as you can see, Brandy's getting it hard to see at the moment, so it's definitely time for him to be shorn.
Yeah, his hair there is coming over the eyes and he's looking so woolly. I would just love to give him a big cuddle there. But you know, he's looking very regal as well with his big curly horns.
So here's Ivan. Yeah, he's just arrived actually.
Hello! So exciting!
Hello, Ivan! How are you?
Good, you well?
Good, thanks, good.
So Ivan, you've come here this morning with a job to do.
I think there's a few Valais Blacknose this year. I've shorn quite a few of them in Switzerland, yeah. So I've actually never shorn any in Ireland before, so it's very exciting.
So you, when you're grabbing this sheep coming towards us now. You're kind of...
just twisting the neck a little bit and she'll drop.
So she's struggling a little bit, but Ivan, you have her under control and you're pulling her up and she's kind of sitting now on her hunkers. You've her head cradled in your arms.
So at the moment he's shearing Ruby. Ruby is actually in lamb. She's going to be a first time lamber. She was scanned with twins about 2 weeks ago, which is great. I'm also excited to see how maybe pregnant she does look underneath all of that beautiful wool.
It's important that you stay on the skin so you get all the wool off in one go and you're not chopping it up in half.
So this is the jumper, Mary, that was made out of 5 of our very own Valley Blacknose fleeces. The lady who created it, not only did she wash and clean and prepare the wool and spin it into yarn, but she knit it in the most amazing patterns. And on the back here, you can even see she knit on the black patches to match that of the Valley Blacknose black patches.
You'd really blend in if you were hunkered down with them, because we see the black knees on the Valley Blacknose, and there you have the black elbow pads.
You know, it's so fun and exciting to have something just so sustainable made out of the fleeces.
Yeah, like grow your own jumper, kind of.
Grow your own jumper, yep. Ruby has a very beautiful fleece for a Valley Blacknose. She has that real gorgeous crimpy wool. Ivan is about halfway through shearing her. So at the moment, we are seeing her half bare. She will lamb in the middle of April.
Yeah, because I think before it would be hard to guess. They all look so woolly. It would be hard to say one was pregnant and the other wasn't. But now we're beginning to see that tummy there.
Yeah, she definitely looks in lamb all right. Look at her go. She's got twins in there.
April Higgins, looking forward to new life on the farm. Thank you, Mary McDonald from Grey Heron Media, for that report. And you can follow April's adventures on her website, bopeepvalleyblacknose.ie. They are quite a sight to see.